stay by before you leave.
I sure will. Okay.
Michael Gentry sells the Epoch, a newspaper for homeless people in the Bay Area. You can almost always find him on Scott Street near the I-275 and I-4 entrance ramps. It's a good spot to observe what's going on in Tampa. Here's Michael prior to the RNC.
I think it's going to be hard for, you know, some of the community business owners to get a boost in sales and all that, because they're going to be having a lot of blockage of roads and a lot of places, zones that you can't be in as far as RNC concerned. And I understand it's for security purposes, because these are important people.
But that meant most of his regular customers disappeared for the week. Here's what Michael said after the convention.
I didn't see a lot of different people come by because of all the protection the officers were, putting up in the downtown area. I had less business. One thing I was disappointing for the people of Tampa Bay, that they didn't stimulate the Tampa Bay economy at all. From what I gathered from a lot of different people, there wasn't a lot of spending going on around the city either.
Michael was surprised that he got more attention from out-of-town news media than from the RNC demonstrators.
You know, I had a Washington news station stop by, Channel 7. I had an African-American newspaper that out of Orlando stop by. But as far as the protesters were concerned, I guess they were in their own little world. I guess they were more into what they were representing than they were about somebody from the city that's, you know, on the streets trying to make it.
Before the convention, the biggest challenge for Alexis Milner, editor of the Tampa Bay Business Journal, was to find a way to track the business potential the RNC brings to the region.
What we're after is sort of the intangible part, which relates to how do the business community here promote their message, what do they do to seed potential business in the future, and what kinds of deals can be made realistically, and where is there opportunity that can be had, and what's not realistic.
After a week of symposiums, parties, and convention meetings, Alexis said the Tampa Bay region received some intangible positive exposure during the RNC, like site selection tours for meeting planners and convention bookers.
I think the metrics to watch certainly are some of the hard numbers like sales receipts, which have historically been a challenge. It's going to be hard to really find other measurables that relate to deals won or business development, or are there things related to sequestration of the base and military contracts and defense contracts that, because they had the ear of somebody on a House Intelligence Committee or an elected official that is influential, got a better understanding of the community, and there's just a better understanding of what our region is and what it offers.
Prior to the RNC, Bruce Frechette, owner of the Hot Donut Company on Franklin Street Mall, was in good spirits. This despite having to move his kiosk two blocks because of the security fences put up around Tampa City Hall.
If you want a dozen, call them in. Can I do a promo there? And as far as that goes, we do serve protesters, and we do serve, I don't know about the anarchists, so I hope they don't target me, because I am the man. Tom, am I the man?
You're the man.
You're the man. Thank you, Tom. I'll see you tomorrow.
Some high-profile restaurants and caterers said they did well during the convention. But like many of the downtown food vendors, Frechette had one word to describe the RNC after it was all over.
Uneventful from the standpoint of the downtown core, because of the fact that, you know, the delegates, once they went inside that secure zone, they never came out. And then the protesters didn't show up, which really aggravated me. Because I was expecting to have a nice little protest bump, but I'm just glad it's over. I think that's a general consensus. We're glad it's over.
And that's what some of the voices on the street are saying about the RNC. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.